All we have to do is together say, you are full of love. You are full of love. You are full of love. Together, you are full of love. 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 Those that are sincere and serious, would you say with me, you are full of love? Those who are sincere and serious at this point, would you be willing to look around at people and say, you are full of love? You are full of love. 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 Because if I'm not full of it with you, then we wouldn't be the same. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll say this one more time. All we're supposed to be doing is calling forth in everyone only the remembrance of God, which is the remembrance of love and of the heaven that is in them. The only thing I'm supposed to be bringing out of anybody in my life is when they're around me, they're supposed to be remembering love. And when they're around me, they also ought to be remembering that love is inside of them. Those are the two things what people should be doing when they're around me, remembering the truth and remembering that the truth is inside of them. So when someone leaves me, I would like them to believe a little bit more about being loving and to also feel like they're more loving. So my goal whenever I come around people is for them to remember God and remember that heaven is in them. I want you to know heaven is in you. Happiness is in you. And the less you love yourself, the harder it is to hear loving things. So even if you find yourself going unconscious when I'm talking, still bring your butt in here so you can hear how wonderful you are, even if you don't think so.
Yeah.
Your belief doesn't have nothing to do with your deserving to be told you're loved. So when you know it's a part of you that don't, then you just have to take control over yourself and you say, I'm going to plot myself around some people that's going to say something worthwhile to me because I hate myself so much, I can't even stay conscious when someone tells me I'm wonderful. Mm. That's how much I hate myself. Then if I can tune out the words of somebody treating me lovingly, I can certainly tune out the experience of it because the experience comes from the words. And if I won't hear the words, how am I going to let the experience even in? So you can be surrounded by love and you won't know it at all because you're not conscious of it. But now you're about to become conscious because now you're whole and complete and now you're surrounded by people who together can proclaim with you that you are full of love. So in this moment, we could free each other from all the problems we think we have. That's the beauty of this moment. This moment. This one. Not the one I'm trying to use this moment to figure out. Would you say to me, the answer is before you?
The answer is before you.
One more time. Would you say it to me, please?
The answer is before you.
We are the answer.
We are the answer.
I remember when thinking that my brothers and sisters was the answer was the most frightening thing somebody could have said to me. To say I had to depend on people would have been the most frightening thing. You see what I'm saying? It's like when you really realize it, we've been taught to associate each other with danger and not with safety and support. That's why when we find somebody that we think treats us right, it's very difficult for us to share them in any way because we think there's not enough to go around and we want all of it for ourselves. Because there's not enough, because I'm not whole and complete, so I don't know who I am. Because when I know who I am, I'll know that I'm complete, in need of nothing, demanding nothing, and since I'm so full, I would give gladly because I have received. And then I would join with everybody else around me for the purpose of helping them remember how loving they are and how much love is inside of them, and that's my goal. I need help. I need some people to want to do it with me. It's a lonely journey sometimes. When you move out of the country of the analyzers, it's a whole new world. you're going to receive those feelings. So the one day you're going to come out of your analyzing mind. You know, all of a sudden you're not going to be trying to figure it out. And you just, and so that means you're no longer grabbing for it, right? Because you're not trying to figure it out. It's a form of grabbing. And as soon as you stop grabbing for it, whatever you want will be given to you. Then my mind says, well, how do I do that? I leave the plan to God. I'm going to stop trying to grasp it for myself. I'm going to say I am willing to be used to release everybody who would be limited today. I am willing to release everyone who would be limited today. That's all I have to do to start using God's plan. So it's so easy that I have to develop enough love for myself to use an easy answer. You have to develop enough love for yourself to accept that you deserve an easy answer that would work right now. So what we are going through is correct response training, CRT. That's what I'm teaching, correct response training. We are being prepared to accept an easy answer that can happen right now. We have to be trained to be able to let ourselves be helped. Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
That I'm having to go through a course that will train me how to let myself be loved. Wow, I am so thankful that course found me.
Yeah.
I am so excited to beat myself up about that. It's like, thank you, a course for a person like me. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
I wasn't left out. You mean the way I am right now, there's a plan for me. The way I am right now, there's a plan for me. The way I am right now, there's a plan perfect for me. The way I am right now, you mean there's a plan that's perfect for me, and I don't have to change about anything about the way I am right now. I just have to look at it differently. There's a plan for me right now. Here's the plan. The plan is for you to join with me in releasing everybody who would be limited by proclaiming together that you are love and love is in you. And I'm not going to let you forget what I want to remember, and that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
So when you want to remember something, this is the way you do it. Whenever you want to remember something, this is the way you do it. You let no one forget what you want to remember. You let no one else forget what you want to remember. You let no one else forget what you want to remember, and you will remember it. This is how you remember anything. The more I say it to you, the more I remember it. Did you see that? It's exactly what the course is saying right here. It says, I don't let you forget, and I remember. You don't let me forget, and you remember. That's why I benefit every class, and that's why you benefit every class, because regardless of how anybody reacted to what I said, I remember it more. Then my experience reflects my remembering, and more love comes into my life thanks to you. Only God would set up a plan where somebody would benefit just from being around you, even if you didn't think you benefited at all. So everybody around you has benefited from being around you, whether you think you benefited from being around them at all. So you don't have to have no guilt about no relationships, because everybody you were ever in a relationship with absolutely benefited.
Yeah.
Now you can let go of a ton of guilt right now if you were to accept that. Correct response training. We are being trained how to be happy about good news. Isn't that hilarious? Isn't that kind of hilarious when you really think about it? It is to me. I love you. You're the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But you can remember every time somebody calls you a low down dirty dog. You see what I'm saying? I remember every grievance. I can remember that. Oh, that would happen January 5th, 1975 at 5:18 p.m. She called me a ML. But this time she surprised me with a birthday party that I didn't even, expect. I don't really. and remember those times in my life as well as I remember the stuff that people have done that's upset.